Omar. Mishab Rabbi Yosef Glili, Omru, to send the name of Rabbi Yosef Glili, Af Ein Koiz Nolov. You have the spot?
Yep.
Okay. You cannot write a get. Not just can't you use the behemoth as a wall for a sukkah or for a lechi by a mavui. You cannot use an animal to write a get on it. I guess you'd write a get on the skin of the animal and give the animal to the woman and she'll try to divorce her that way. He basically says, no, you can't do that. Af in kuzin olav gitei noshim. You can't write a get isha on a behemoth. My time with Rabbi Yosef Glili. What's the reason of Rabbi Yosef Glili? The Tanya, because in the Braisa, it says in the Torah, Sefer. Because of the Sefer Krisis, says the word Sefer. Ainly, I wouldn't know El Sefer. You need to use a cloth. Rashi says Sefer is cloth, parchment. You can only use that for a get. Menayin, the rabbis called over. How do you know that we are Marba? They can use anything to write a get on. And Rashi says, the rabbis called over with me. And I don't know where Rashi picks these two. The koizve olav kun luach eitz, like a piece of wood, a flat piece of wood to write again on a piece of wood. Va'alazayas, and a leaf of olive, from an olive tree. How do you know you can use that for a get as well? It's Talmud Loimer, it says in the pasuk, v'kosav lo, mikol mokom. V'kosav lo is marbe everything. Sefer would have been mashma only a cloth. V'kosav lo comes to teach me that you can use a get anything. Mikol mokom. Frek the Gemara came out Talmud Loimer Sefer, then why does it say Sefer at all, if you can use anything? Loimeloch to teach you, to tell you, ma sefer dover sheim beruchaim, just like a sefer parchment is something sheim beruchaim doesn't have a breath of life, ve'ino oichel, it's not a food. Av kol dover sheim beruchaim, ve'ino oichel. You have to have that it should be something that doesn't have a ruchaim and it's not an oichel. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef Glili learns out that you cannot write a get isha on an animal because it's a ruchaim. From the word sefer, we liken it that it should be like a sefer. In other words, even though the kosav law is mar by anything, but this is like a klal, the kosav law, but the prat of sefer is telling me it has to be dumya the sefer, similar to sefer, which is an ein bo ruchaim and not an oichel. So therefore, basically, Lilo learns out from here.
Oichel means for a person. I mean, the animals eat leaves. All his eyes is a leaf, right?
Right. So, you're saying that's an oichel
for an animal or something.
I hear. I guess for a human. I guess, or that something is normal to eat. I hear. Something that's the ein meruachaim ve'ein oichel, you have to have that for again. Therefore, the basically aser is to write a get on a behemoth. Frek the Gemara of Rabbonon. The Rabbonon then argue, it seems like it's only a shittus basically that you cannot write a get on a ruachaim, on an animal. What's with Rabbonon? L'chayre, it says safer. It says the word safer. So we should learn out from safer, just like Rabbi Yosef Glili learns from safer, there has to be something that's not a ruachaim and not a food. And for the Gemara, ikos of bas safer, could the commerce. If it says because of law bas sefer, I would agree, like you said, that it has to be similar to a sefer. But hashtag if sefer, not bas sefer, l'sfir is dvarim ba'alma hudasi. Because of law sefer, like a sipur, because of law you should write in the get, sefer kriz is something that narrates the story of a get, but not sefer that has to be a sefer, similar to sefer. You learn sefer means sfir is dvarim ba'alma. Frek the Gemara, v'rabonon hai v'kosa mai darshi boy. So why does he need the whole vakasa? Basically, he needed the vakasa because sefer really means a real sefer. I would think it's a cloth, and I need vakasa to tell me it doesn't mean only a cloth. But the Rabbanon holds sefer doesn't mean sefer. It means sfiras dvarim ba'alma. Then why does he need what do you use the vakasa for? And for the Gemara, who meboyle, the Rabbanon need vakasa to teach you b'ksiva misgereshes. You become divorced b'ksiva. Ve'enim misgereshes b'kesef. Vakasa has to be through a written. Through writing, but you can get divorced through cash or through money. Salkadat Chamina, I would think to say, Hoyel v'iskin shitzir labaya.
He was given. Kesef. You should have said him as kind of dvarim. I'm saying because we said sipur dvarim. No one ever mentioned kesef.
Okay. Do the same.
Yeah,
see. We think kesef from gerishim v'loyma.
V'loyma hariat mekadesh is right. But no, Rashi's saying how you would divorce through kesef is to yeah. You still have to say hariat mekadesh is not the kesef alone. But yeah, here, you say, you're asking what, who's
I'm just saying the Gemara starts
the main thing is through an item versus just words without giving anything.
So it's as fierce as mm-hmm. Right, it's fierce to
me. Right. Rashi had to say it like that because he has to make. Normally you would say she's buying herself, she should get the kesef.
She's removing herself.
But since he's making, there's a thing that we learn out that he has to make the kesef, so he says he gives the kesef. So you see from Rashi, the kesef doesn't work out because you're buying. Kesef works not because it's a kingdom and not because you're buying. Otherwise, he's getting rid of her. Why is he giving
her cash? What's the money? How's the money being cursed, you say? What would do? How?
Nice he's,
it's
a
verdict, not that
she's buying her. Not he's buying. He's not buying her. He's getting rid of her. Right.
It's Kedushin, he's buying her. Right.
Right. No, but how would it work with Kesef? He's asking. Veinim is Megresh. That means the Havamin of being Megresh with Kesef means he would give her money, L'shem Gerishin, and tell her, you're Megresh with this money.
Then maybe the money is representing something else.
What, which is? Okay, that.
I don't know. Something.
Like she's going on her own. He's giving her severance pay, like he's. Severance. Like if you fire someone, you give them a.
It can't be because when they get all the Ksuvas are different.
Correct. No, of course it's not money from a Ksuva.
So you see, by
getting money is a concept of the of a Kenyan. Just like he acquires her, it's something that does some kind of a transaction.
She's got to be kind of satsma.
Here, the transaction of the kesef is to remove the
she's
got to
be kind. She's got to be kind of satsma.
Right. Okay. So you're saying she's kind of satsma. So she's kind of herself with his money. Oh, here, I mean, he's giving her money. She's. That would be if she would be giving the money. So she's.
Where you take out?
Yeah, she takes the money. She's coining her out. She's coining herself with the money. I'm not sure if it would work a specific way. Like, here, I don't know. I think it's just. What are you saying?
I'm not saying it.
Yeah.
Kesef
is a Kenyan. Right, Kesef is a Kenyan. And here there's some kind of a Kenyan that she's, like you're saying. There's some. No, it's a Kesef is a Kenyan. And here she's being coined herself, that she's now for herself not married to him anymore. So Kesef is an item to make Kenyanim. So here, of course, he has to say, take this money, L'shem Gerishon.
What would happen if the woman paid the sofer or the rav to write the get? And then the rav.
Not the husband, it's the husband's. It's the husband's job, by a get, to do that.
And she says to him, the rav's going to write the get. Here's $5,000, whatever the money is. And then the rav writes the get. And he's a shliach. The guy calls him up, look, just write the get.
You need das priestess in the get. She can't make das priestess, only he can.
So, but he has to write the get. She can't write the get. If she pays for the
get, then the rav writes the get.
No, not physically. She can't. It's not her that's creating. It's his get. He's being megarish. It has to be.
World. I don't know.
He has to write the get.
These are rich people that call it in. Not the secretaries call each other. I'm going to wire you money to write the get.
Rich people enjoy torturing each other when they get a get. And he wants to pay for it every penny.
I would think which is when she goes out from him, gerushin havaya is when she becomes married to him, which is kedushin. Ma havaya bekesef, just like she could become his wife bekesef. Af yitzia, she can get divorced bekesef. Kumash malon. So that's what the rabbanu used from the word vekasef, that you cannot use kesef as a form of gerushin. You have to use a get. So, how does he know that you cannot use kesef? He has sefer means real sefer. So I would think it means a klaf. So he needed the vekasev law for to teach me mikol mokan. They can use everything, anything, in it, excluding ruchayim and oichel. But vekasev law is teaching me that you can use anything, not just a klaf. So he uses up the vekasev already. So how does he learn this thing of b'ksivim is gereshes, v'inim is gereshes, b'kesef? And for the Gemara, mi sefer krisis nafke lay. If the sefer says right next to the word of krisis, doesn't just say sefer, it doesn't say krisis, it says sefer krisis next to each other. So he learns out sefer koyso, only a sefer is koyso that then, you know, cuts ties with the divorce of ein dover acher koyso, and something else cannot be koyso. So you need a sefer, you need a get, a written document, something written. V'idach. Drabonon, what did they learn from the fact that sefer and krisis are right next to each other? Ahumi boile le dover hakoyris beinoy leveno, something that totally severs ties between him and her. Sefer krisis, the sefer has to be totally a sefer krisis. In other words, what halacha do we learn from here? Kedetani when the brayza reza gitich, someone gives his wife a get al menas shleitish tiyain, you should not drink wine al menas shleitel chel beisavicha, you can never go to your parents' home la oilam forever. Puts that in, that close lo'olam, ain't that krisis. Why? Rashi says, because then it's all her whole life, she's bound, the get binds her that she can't visit her parents and she can't drink wine. So that's missing in the krisis. Krisis means she's totally removed and separated from him. No shaykh is that he has, the husband has with his wife. she still has a shaykhus to him, bound to him, to his what he made a clause in the get, that she's told you with him that she cannot drink wine, she cannot visit her parents, lo'olam. So therefore, it's missing increases. So let's see, so let's get it. So let's see what the chilak is. Let's see if you understand from Rashi. So if he says lo'olam, ain't zekrisis. So that's what we learn from Sefer Krisis. There has to be a complete krisis here. Whereas now she's still bound by this get, that's not a krisis. But if he says kol shloishim yoyim, only don't drink for 30 days or don't go visit your parents for 30 days, harei ze krisis, it is a good krisis.
Right away? And Rashi
Rashi speaks out that right away it's a krisis. Because the fact that she can be totally loose, totally menutak, totally chorus from him, totally, that means it's already a safe.
Even though right now good, he's not.
Correct. That's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Harei ze krisis. The yochel lovoi lidei hafroda. You can come lidei hafroda to total separation. L'soif shloishim. He'll kuch me achshav muteres l'nosim in the Torah already right away. But you look at it right away that this sefer is a sefer of krisis, even though he put an etnai in there. What? Do you hear this?
I'm not. Don't make sense. I don't
hear. That means that the sefer is something that's going to be a sefer krisis. Yeah, he made a t'nai that she's still bound, but because it's going to stop, it means it's a chorus.
So if you said for 100 years, then the series gets to be solved, you don't stop winning that one.
That I know. I hear the Shaila. If she's 20 years old, and you say for 100 years, and she knows she's not going to be alive, it's not lo'ilam. If you know for sure she's not going to be alive, or she could be alive at 119 and a half, technically, is that krisis?
What happens if she gets married?
Okay. Remarried.
So now is that entire thing bottle?
If she gets married, wait, with the case of lo'olam, where it's not a good get?
Yeah, he says
she's not allowed to get. She's an ashes, she's not allowed to get married. Problematic.
So it's not krisis. She can't get married. How could you write a get saying you can't get married? What kind of, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. It's not a good get. It's invalid. It's true. It's invalid and doesn't work. You're still married.
We had a lot of discussion. The discussion didn't tell us.
Didn't know the halacha? Okay. It doesn't work. Ve'idach, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how does he learn, know this halacha? He already used the Sefer, he used the Vekasav law, and the Sefer Krisis told him he learned from Sefer Kurs of Ein Dover Acher Kurs, he can't use Kesef. So well, how does he know this halacha? Mikoris Krisis. It could have said Mnosno Sefer Kurs. It says Krisus. So you have the extra letters here. Koris krisus. It could have said koris. That's krisus. You learn out this halacha. Ve'idach and the rabbanon koris krisus le'darshi. They don't darshan this extra from the extra lengthy word of krisus versus koris. They don't darshan that. Okay. Zok the mishnah. Ha'oisus akasav ein elonus. If someone makes a sukkah between trees, ve'elonus is defanas lon. The trees are serving as the walls. Ksheir. Rashi speaks out. What you did over here is. Beini lonas ba'aretz, Rashi says. Rashi in the Mishnah means you're not. It's not similar to the case before, where your floor is leaning on the tree. Your floor is ba'aretz on the ground. So what is beini lonas? Aval hein doif neisel. What you're using the tree is as walls. Trees all around, they have walls. Now the shaila is, where's the schach leaning on?
The other walls, the trees.
Right, because schach leaning on the trees can be problematic also. That same problem of being mishtamash bi'ilon.
Why don't we call these trees a different name? If they don't have any leaves, why don't we call it
It has leaves. Who says it doesn't have leaves? How's it serving as my wall? They're nice, thick trees, plus it has leaves. Right, the branches are not sticking over. It's not a problem with mechubah. You're not allowed to mechubah connected as schach. But using you cut on the top, but it's a bunch of trees standing straight up, and you want to use that as a wall. The halacha is ksheira. What do you say? If it would be right, mishtamish bilon. If it be supporting, mishtam bilon, that mishnah. That if it's standing, right.
Well, the tree's not makabel.
That's a good question. Right, that could be another svara. If you hold, that's a bihud shit. We don't pass them like that. But if we pass, if you're going to go the maimed, b'davar makabel tum is a problem. So maimed on a mechuber on a tree should also be a problem. Correct. Right, that's not the case here, l'chayr. I think Mishmur speaks it out. Lahedya, after showing him, it's not clear. Rashi doesn't say clear. Rashi says the floor is not leaning. Not that's the Mishnah before. The floor is not. It's not being held up. My whole sukkah with the tree. My tree's on the ground. Using the walls, the trees as the walls.
So what's the issue here?
No issue. Oh, so let's see what the issue is. So what's the issue here? The issue here is the chiddush of the Mishnah is even though the tree technically can move with the wind, it's not going to fall down. That's what the achronim. I mean, I think it's the achronim speak out. What's this chiddush of the, what's this Mishnah? We already have a statement before a halacha before any mechitza that cannot stand in a ruich metzuya is not a good mechitza. If it could stand, it is a good mechitza. It seems like over here the issue would be because it's moving back and forth. What's the problem?
It's like canvas sukkahs.
What?
Like canvas sukkahs.
Right. So what's the problem? So it seems like they're saying, of course, it's not going to fall down with a ruch matzui. The chiddush of the mission over here, the chiddush of Rav Acha by Yaakov here is that it has to, even if it's not going to topple over with a ruch matzui, even if it just moves back and forth with a ruch matzui, it's also not going to be good. And the Gemara is not going to bring this Mishnah as a proof or a kasha on this statement of Rav Acha B'Yakov. Rav Acha B'Yakov is teaching me a halacha called Mechitza She'eni Yechoy Lamed Meruch Metzuya, Eina Mechitza. You want to know before even we get into the Gemara, what's the, before knowing anything, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? I can use a Mechubar. You can use a Mechubar.
What part of the tree are we talking about?
We're using the trunk of the tree.
The trunk of the tree is moving?
Using the trunk, yeah. Trunk small, soft trunks. You have trees that are young trees.
It's going to be Zion.
That can move.
It's going to be Zion. I'm talking about.
No, a bunch of trees.
A bunch of little trees?
A bunch of little trees. You have a bunch of trees.
I was envisioning against the trunk, but it just goes high enough that the part of your mechitza is higher up on the tree.
Or it could be in the trunk. The trunk moves. Really small, skinny trees, small, young trees. Yeah. You see in the Gemara how the Gemara ends. It sounds like the issue was the trunk itself also. But you're saying the picture there shows something above the trunk. Okay.
So what's moving?
The tree, the branches, the trunk.
Part of it. Any
part of the tree is moving
part,
back and forward with the wind.
The part near the roof. That's the part that can move. That's what the picture looks like. Any part of
the chayr that's part of making up my ten. Should create a problem.
Why is it Ruch
Metzuya?
Ruch Shein
Metzuya? Kol Mechitza means a regular wind, the normal, the average wind. That's Rebbe Acha B'Yakov's Chiddush, even though it's not falling down. But if it's moving, it's already not a good Mechitza. Correct.
We talked about falling down. Correct.
He's saying it's mashma. It's mashma from them that they wouldn't be worried about such a thing.
They're never worried about it.
I guess there, the mechitza is not moving. The whole sukkah gets uprooted. It moves places. It's not standing in one place. It's moving. It just means culture. If that's happening, this is included. This is also happening. It sounds like the problem only was. So that's Rav Acha B'Yakov coming to add here. So now, Zok the Gemara. Now we learn our Mishnah. We make a sukkah between the trees. We learn the Fanas law. Ksheretz kosher effect. The Gemara causal v'asi. The trees are going to move back and forth. The pashtas, the trees do move. So Hazir Bachav Yaakov Shtim would go according to our Mishnah. And for the Gemara, my skin on Bakashin. And Rashi says, Ilonu Zekanim, old trees, Vilavim, and thick. So those don't move. I guess that's a thought, it's much we're talking about the trunk. Because old, unless you tell me old and strong trees, even the branches are not moving as much. Yeah. Well, the branches shouldn't make enough kamina.
Because you'll always have thinner branches.
Right, there's always thinner branches and old trees. That's what I thought from this Rashi. When I saw the Rashi, you are talking about the trunk a little bit. The Gemara's answer is talking about old, thick trees that the trunks are on. Those are not budging. So our Mishnah is talking about a case, again, when it's not moving. So again, you want to go back to the Mishnah. What is the Chiddush of our Mishnah then? Correct? It's not moving. Unless this is good for the Chiddush. It has to be a case. Lon is defense kosher, law is kosher, but only in the case when a goes a what? Otto? If you have a tree that moves, it is a problem.
Small trees,
maybe you shouldn't be make through big trees even if they don't move. What's the Chiddush of the mission? That's the question here. Okay. There's the branches. So you told me it's an old thick tree that doesn't move. The trunk doesn't move, but there's still the branches.
So you're talking about the branches. The trunk,
right,
so
correct.
The problem? Yeah, I didn't make him a kingdom, it was a kingdom. So let's talk about you use the branches for a walk.
You're asking, what's the kasha?
You say, make it come down.
But you're using the tree. On the tree, there's branches. So how do you address the branches?
Because you made the branches part of the wall. So
correct, correct.
That's the kasha.
Correct.
So since you're anyway saying with Kayden, so say that you didn't do it.
Okay, so well, once we made, we have to keep on making a kimtis. You're right. You say, once we made a kimtis, you want to make the kimtis before the Gemara? Okay.
This is the picture. It's not leaning on anything. What's it leaning on? This
no, no, it's not leaning. This bottom one, right? No, the schach is not leaning on it. The schach is leaning on what there? It has its own frame. No, it has its own frame. There's a frame there, no? There's no...
You know. I don't see anything leaning on it.
You can't ask kashas. You can't ask kashas for the pictures.
We're not asking kasha. There's branches, and for the Gemara, the Ovadlei Behutz of Adafna, he wove in between the branches that have the branches that are going to move.
Well, maybe
he wove the Behutz of Adafna, a bunch of Dukolim, a bunch of Lelovim and stuff, and he made it thick.
Maybe even if
and it's tied down and woven down, it's not going to move. Yes, yeah,
maybe even
what
the Nov is not part of the actual. So maybe it's high above, whatever.
Most of it is.
So well, it's, no, but maybe it even
it's part, it's called part of my mechitza.
It's part of the doifin.
I'm not using it.
You said you have to use it. It's still, I'm saying it's called it. Once you made this.
Once that's my doifin, you're saying any part of the doifin, even that's outside of the sukkah, should be a problem?
That's what it's.
Yeah, where's the Rav? Yeah, you're
not Shmoy's like that, Rashi? No, I just said Shailuk Ubavam.
Sha'af Hanoif Min Hadoifin.
That's the
But me, I would think Rashi means it's Min Hadoifin in my sukkah.
Maybe it's not, man. I'm thinking.
How about thick bushes? What would you say?
He's saying it's one mechitza.
Then they answer the question.
It's not mechitza,
he's saying it's one big
mechitza. I made this tree by mechitza, so anything part
this mechitza is a movable mechitza, but my sukkah, my mechitza, and my doifin is not.
Okay, so the whole thing's a doifin. The whole thing's a mechitza.
Saying you look at this one entity, okay. And my one, and one somewhere in this entity, it's moving.
These are the branches.
I hear what you're asking, but I guess I would say that the chayyur, what's not my mechitza that I'm using for the sukkah? I mean, saying it's one big doifin. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. And for the Gemara of the Behutz of Adafna, the Behutz of Adafna means, Rashi says, Oirig, you weave the noif, kemin mechitza shlo yanienu eruach, that the wind should not move this mechitza. So again, kimta, it's not moving. So the Mishnah, therefore in the Mishnah, it's kosher. Rav Acha ben Yaakov is saying a halacha, that if it moves, it's a problem. The Mishnah is talking about the old tree, and the noif is tied down, everything is, nothing is moving, it's all solid. That, therefore in the Mishnah, it's kosher. Zok the Gemara weiter. I hochi, if so, maila memer, oh, what's the chiddush then? What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? If it's not moving, then what's the chiddush there? What? That I can use a mechuber. We had them with those Mishnahs before that you can use a tree, use stones, you can use rocks, something that's mechuber, mekabel tumah for a wall. It's only a problem in the schach, not in the wall. What's the chiddush? Mao de teime, nigza, dima, also lishtamish bilon. Oh, kamashmo. The chiddush of our Mishnah is you would think you cannot use the trees as a mechitza because I'm going to come to use the ilon. It's a problem to use the ilon on Yontif. It's not a problem.
So if so.
So Tirash, what do you mean Nishtamash Bilon? You're using your kalem, your pots and pan, whatever. In those days they used it on to use the tree for that. So there would be a Havamina that I'm being Mishtamash Bilon, so I shouldn't be able to use. I'm gonna come to use the Elon to be Mishtamash and Yinala, you Mishtamash and Elon Yontif, so you shouldn't be able to use it as a wall in the first place.
So You shouldn't be able to sit under the tree to shade on Shabbos.
Toshima, we finish up. Toshima, Ilon Hamesach El Oretz. There's a case here. We can stop here. We'll go over again tomorrow. Yeah, we'll stop, but we'll go another. Just started the case. Toshima, Ilon Hamesach El Oretz.
I skipped.
Three lines. Oh, I skipped three lines. I skipped the whole Toshima. Toshima, I was right. I wanted to do this Toshima. Toshima, Hoyosham Ilon, if there was a tree, or a gedder, or a fence made out of stone, or a mechitza sakanim, or a mechitza made out of reeds, kanim, good schach, nidan mishum diumet. This is talking about a case where there were matter, out the oiler regel, to draw water out of a be'er well, and the well, it should be a problem because that has a din of a shusha yachid, and you're taking it out into a shusha rabim. Or even if it's a caramelous, whatever, you can't draw water out of a be'er into Rishus HaRabim. So what they did was, right, so Rishus HaYachid, so what they did was, they were masak and you can have diumdim, like such a four diumdim, right, four corners like this. Each one has to be an amma this way and an amma that way. And that looks like an enclosure. This serves as a mechitza, these four diumdim. We're in a Mishnah in Ervin, Pasi Berois, Pasin, Zilko Pasin. It works as a Diumid. Diumid means two Oymedin, two Diumid, two, because it's shaped like that. So it's good, and it's considered good mechitza that can draw water. So what happens if you didn't have these posts that look like diomdim? You had in the four corners a tree, or a geder, right, or one of them. You need four of them, right? When it's diomdim, you need four. You had a tree, or a geder, or mechitza sakanim. I can use it, I can use the tree or this fence as a diomed. I can look at it as diomed. It means even though it's squared out.
So right, it's a mechitza. So
right. We envision it as if it's like shaped like this, and therefore I can use it as a diomed. Affecting more again. So how am I using the tree? It can be move. It can move backwards and forwards. It moves around. You made a butz of a dafna, you tied it down, and you wove it, and that it doesn't move. Therefore, it's kosher to serve as a diumid for Erevin.